Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin this meditation from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed. You are completely relaxed as you can be. And you're paying attention. Paying attention to your body as you're freeing your body. Paying attention to your thoughts as you are freeing yourself and freeing yourself of things. And you're paying attention to your breath as you are freeing yourself to breathe. And of course, there's always that we underestimate how that freedom is important, but also very often we can't much control this freedom. As the level of freedom that we have is defined from within. Often it is about the energy that is guiding us. So as the energy becomes of its higher quality, so we are able to free ourselves more. So we are able to free our mind to think even on another level. So we are able to free our body and so forth. Now, so why, you would say, Eric, are you saying free yourself? If it's all about energy, so why free yourself? If it's all about energy, why inner keys? Why even use the words? Well, the thing is that at every moment that we find ourselves, every moment we catch a reality and say, here I am, and this is what I'm doing. At each of those moments, there is an element of the past that we bring into this moment. And there is the unfulfilled potential. There's something that we already are able to do energetically and are not yet doing. There's that always ability that we have not yet tapped into, that we already have an energetic potential for. So yes, there is that influence of inner energy that allows us to be more free at a higher level. But there's also that path that we bring into each moment, which if we do not use our mind, we do not use, let's say, the suggestions that they give in the form of free yourself, free your mind. Consider the energy element and so forth. If you don't take those suggestions, you miss out. You keep yourself in the past, you miss out the opportunity to utilize the already available energy that you have and you're not using yet. And also, probably the most important part, you do not create that necessary friction, that necessary collision to tap into the unfulfilled potential of your future. Not only of the energy that already is here, which I consider already a fulfilled future, just never utilized, but you're not tapping into your unfulfilled future, which is that element of momentum and movement forward. So here we are. This is why we need to complete, this is why we need to correct, even though it is the energy that guides us. We still have the ultimate tool of moving forward, and it is our mind. And there's that duality in what I just said, where our mind is really the one that moves us forward, but it is by energy that we move forward. So that is the element of freedom that we begin recognizing, the element of being the creator of our lives, the element of really being responsible for our growth. And that happens the moment we recognize our own existence, the moment we are no longer children, or no longer in reactive state, but are in the state of desired growth. I hope that is not too complicated for early morning for those of us who are live today. But you could always review this and listen in. One of the there's two thoughts really today that I wanted to bring, and of course one of them is why is it necessary to free ourselves if the energy is what ultimately is the reason why we are free? Why is it necessary to have inner commands if ultimately it is the energy that guides us forward? Why is it necessary to have words if ultimately it is the energy that that makes that different? It is because of that gap we always have, a little bit unfulfilled of already existent energy. So that's the reason. And the second, of course, that is the way we touch our limitations. That is the way that we are able to move forward and create new momentum. And that is the only way to feel happy about what we are doing. Beautiful. Excellent. And the second thought I wanted to share with you today has to do with the work I'm doing in the academy, in the Karma Secrets Academy, and the first few courses that will be rolling out real soon. Based on the responses I'm getting from some of the emails I sent out, would have to be the ones that have to do with ways we learn and the ultimate question of how am I doing, and that's the ultimate question that I hear, and also when I'm teaching in the school, it's one of the most important questions that teachers seem to concern how they are doing as a teacher, and also how are the children doing as students. And as I will be opening classes both for teachers and to help them with the shift, and for parents and students and parents and young children, as the new classes are going to open real soon. Probably one of the first things that I'm going to be addressing is that question of how am I doing, where very often in our everyday life, and again, it's a good lesson for everyone, not only for those who are in the school system, but because how am I doing is not only a question that is being asked in schools, but also a question that's being asked every single moment of our lives, because we are, you know, a student of life every single day, and we question ourselves and we self-reflect every single night, every single morning, every single minute of our life, and we ask that question, how am I doing? But very often, how am I doing is based on comparing ourselves to everyone else, and comparing on levels of performance as opposed to gaining of knowledge and growth. I'll say that again. Very often, the question, the answer that we are seeking, how am I doing, is not about our inner growth, is not about the learning of the content and the value and the mastery of the content itself, but the question about trying to show pride in how it's perceived by others, or which has to do with, I guess, still a neurological memory of success based on a system of rewards and punishment that we are still bringing from the way we were taught as children. And then we bring that into our classroom, we bring that, we have no choice, this is the neurological memory of that. And then we continue to teach the next generation that way, and we continue to self-reflect that way in our everyday lives, and we, in a sense, sabotage our growth. And there's not a lot I could explain in our daily karma today, in our morning meditation. But it was important for me to bring it because very often when we self-reflect, just like the children would, or the teachers would, and then they would, or the parents would, and they would guide the children that way, or measure themselves that way. We often forget the reason why we are learning, the reason why we are on this journey, and overwhelm ourselves with the notion of performance. And therefore, pretty much reduce the learning ability and numb the growth. So growth versus performance is probably something we need to consider when we self-reflect, which are two different things. And doing versus our ego, versus our ego and self-reflection. Actually doing the process, actually taking the step, recognizing its value versus the ego, the comparison that we have. And very often in when we were doing the meditation, when I said better your best, is likely a way to look at all of this from within. And probably certain school systems are much better geared in their core to bettering their best, to looking at every child as an individual and giving them the ability to grow at their own speed while being part of the community of children. But very often, even though the system itself in its core has that mindset, very often because of the ego inside each teacher, because of the ego inside of each parent, and there's a confusion still in the way that teaching is being delivered, in the way that it is on the outside, still going back to the, let's say, convention on the modern way of teaching, where it comes to reward and punishment and failure based on performance and not on on any other element, which is ultimately bettering your best. So if a child is misbehaved, if not paying attention, there's an element of reward and punishment still, and not the attention to bettering their best. And then the attention of the child, or for our own attention, is geared towards the performance and not the growth, not the learning process itself. Often, as I speak of that, those neurological patterns that we create with every experience, often later, it is the same thing as going, I mean, when we are experiencing the shock of not achieving and not getting it right and feeling guilty and feeling responsible for not getting it right, instead of based of course on a performance of others or anything else, then what happens is it's the same thing as a shock, and then the next time when we are in a similar situation of learning, we no longer actually give the inner keys, we no longer send the message, and we will go into a cycle of not putting the effort because of the disappointment of yesterday. You know, and the mind says, I didn't do well, and therefore I'm not good enough, and therefore I'm not going to try anymore, and therefore I'm not going to send that signal, even though, you know, externally I'm here, but internally I'm not. The intention is lost, and it's the same thing as after a stroke, when the patient or the person who's trying to overcome the stroke, trying to raise his or her arm, and the arm is not rising once or twice, they feel, okay, I'm stupid, quote unquote, I'm incapable. I tried it and it didn't work, and they would stop sending the signal, and then the arm would never rise again. It's exactly the same thing in the learning process. If the concern is about the performance, then very short after, right from the get-go, we would create a new habit of not putting that intention properly, and then never really achieving result, not knowing why. And it's very difficult to overcome that, and this is why we are so fortunate to be able to work with energy to support this process, but also at the same time, the proper guidance of a teacher that is not controlling the performance, but paying attention to bettering the best, inspiring the child or the adult to better their best instead of perform. It is very, very gentle, very, very indirect way, and very often seems unclear to those who are used to still looking at our education as performance-based and ego-based and ability-based versus growth-based and action-based alone. So how am I doing? That's a question that we ask ourselves every single moment. That's a question that a teacher would ask about themselves or about the students, how are they doing? It is what a parent would ask, about how are my children doing, how are my offspring doing, and how am I doing as a parent? And all of those things to be considered. And it's not easy to bring them about. So, if you ever ask that question, how am I doing? I hope that both energetically and conceptually we have eased on your ability to answer that question, or at least have created enough momentum to slowly let go of the past neural connections that numb us from putting the proper intention, because quote unquote that arm didn't rise and we stopped truly sending the signal and putting the energy in, and now we are free again to better our best, regardless of what it looks like on the outside, regardless of how it's compared to, you know, to the healthy body. Because, you know, if let's say somebody is growing and they compare themselves to somebody who's already grown up, they would, you know, try once, try twice, and get really, really disappointed, never try again. Because, you know, in comparison, no matter what they do, they'll never be good enough. Instead of, you know, using the ultimate state or the adult or the older child as an example and not as a deterrent for learning and rewards and punishment system and answering the question, how am I doing based on performance and not on bettering your best, would always create that disconnect. Anyways, I hope that makes sense. I hope that brought some thought. And when you know, get out today and self-reflect, how am I doing? How am I doing in my meditation? How am I doing in my communication with my family? How am I doing in my performance at my work? How am I doing in all those aspects as a human being? You know, we ask the question. Depends from which chakra perspective we ask that. Every time you ask that question, I hope that a little bit in the back of your mind, you will be reminded to add the element of bettering your best as opposed to the element, how am I doing relatively to, you know, am I smart or not so smart? Have I screwed up or not? And so forth. Those things are in the wrong direction. Should not hold back. This is why often we have to place a mirror in front of the person after a stroke so they don't see how they do based on the other arm. You see what I mean? I hope that those who are here have heard me talk about that and know about that experiment. Thank you for being here today. We have put a mirror in front of us right now. We're not comparing the two arms. We're continuing to move forward with much, much more intention. And we are happier every moment because perfection no longer is on our way. My name is Eric Lowen. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. You know, the dynamics of growth. And how am I doing? Until next time, good luck.